Okay, listeners, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Chris Gerner. It's called American Exposé. Here I see from Bruce Babbitt, New Orleans will survive only as an island surrounded by miles of open water. Once again, New Orleans will survive only as an island surrounded by miles of open water, people. Isn't this amazing? And once again, I want you to go to our website, AmericanExpose.com. I want you to read this from the World Heritage Treaty of 17 December 1975, Article 11, Section 4. The committee shall establish, keep up to date, and publish, whenever circumstances shall so require, under the title List of World Heritage in Danger, a list of the property appearing in the World Heritage for the conservation of such major operations are necessary and for which assistance has been requested under this convention. This list shall contain an estimate of the cost of such operations. The list may include only such property forming part of the cultural and natural heritage as is threatened by serious and specific dangers, such as the threat of disappearance caused by accelerated deterioration, large-scale public or private projects, or rapid urban or tourist development projects, destruction caused by changes in the use or ownership of the land, major alterations due to unknown causes, abandonment for any reason whatsoever, the outbreak or the threat of an armed conflict, calamities and cataclysms, serious fires, earthquakes, landslides, volcanic eruptions, changes in the water level, floods and tidal waves. The committee may at any time, in case of urgent need, make a new entry in the list of World Heritage in Danger and publicize such entry immediately. So what do we have here, listeners, but the biodiversity map? And it says it all. And then you have the NAFTA corridors being engineered. You have the Convention on Biological Diversity. And we have David Bay from Cutting Edge today. Welcome to the broadcast, David.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
My privilege to have you with us. We're about to hit a commercial pause, but maybe give the listeners a direction of where you're coming from for a brief moment, and then we'll come back at the conclusion of the commercial.
Well, Cutting Edge Ministries, is a ministry that has discovered that there is a plan, a long-term written plan in the occult to create a one-world government, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion, at the end of which time they will, you know, the leaders of the world will stage a final birth pangs, as they call it, to overthrow the old system and bring in the new, and stage their Superman, their spiritual Superman, whom they call the Christ. And the exciting thing about it is that this all fulfills Bible prophecy.
Uh huh.
So that's and then we, you know, on our website we show how you can see through the daily news how we're being manipulated into this final system.
And what is your opinion of what's going on right now?
Well, I think we are in the final stages of moving into this new system. It's not only Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Isabel or Andrew or the many weird weather patterns that are going on, you know, throughout the world, but it's also Israel getting ready to go to war in the Middle East and China getting ready to invade, you know, Taiwan, and a nuclear confrontation being established, you know, on the Korean Peninsula. It's all this working together that soon is going to come together like the climax of any good novel and absolutely scare the people into this new system. Oh, yes, and also let's not forget, you know, the mythical war on terror.
Yeah, the mythical war on terror, that's a good way to put it. In other words, we're, according to the FBI, we're terrorists. Constitutionalists.
Absolutely. Back in the Clinton Reno era, we were already classified as domestic terrorists.
There you go. We'll be back with David Bay of CuttingEdge.org. Listeners, CuttingEdge.org is the website. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. David Bay of CuttingEdge.org is our guest. As I see here, more of the exposed Outer Banks chain of island was ordered evacuated Tuesday as Tropical Storm Ophelia drifted closer to the coast of the Carolinas with pounding surf and a threat of heavy rain. Ophelia prompts evacuations on Outer Banks, according to the AP, the Press of Associations, the Associated Press, dated today, September 13th. Now, David, are we seeing an engineered direction going on with these weather anomalies on purpose?
Yes, we are. In fact, Cutting Edge back in mid-1999 started publishing articles that proved from a journalistic standpoint that that the Russians using scalar wave technology have learned to control the weather. And we have seen an increasing number of very terrible hurricanes, especially, but not only hurricanes, but tornadoes and, swarms of earthquakes and volcanoes building up underneath the Yellowstone reservoir area out there in Wyoming, the Pacific Northwest. All of these can be brought about by scalar wave technology. Then in March of this year, Scott Stevens, who is an award-winning NBC weather anchor in Pocatello, Idaho, he's won many awards for his accuracy in weather forecasting, posted his first article on the internet in which he stated that that the reason that he could be so accurate is that he had learned Russian scalar wave technology, and he learned how to read the markers, he called them, scalar markers in the cloud formations, and that would tell him what kind of weather they were going to have over the next day or the next 5 days, the next 7 days, etc. And these hurricanes all leave, have scalar markings if you know what they're looking for. So, and then when right after Katrina hit, Mr. Stevens posted another article on his website, and his website has got an interesting title. It's weatherwars.com. He showed the scalar markers from satellite photographs, and it's quite astonishing, really. So,
okay, so basically what he's stating is that we're being invaded and attacked.
We are being attacked. The word invaded, I don't know. We are supposed to be. The plan calls, the plan for martial law in this country calls for the country to erupt into such uncontrollable
chaos,
riots, that foreign police will have to be called in, or foreign troops.
Which we already have.
We already have them coming in, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the country, according to a 1952 map that I got my hands on about 6 years ago, a 1952 world map, every sovereign nation in the world is to be divided into military patrol zones, and America is to have five military patrol zones. Colombian troops are to patrol the northeast. In the northern Midwest, Belgian troops are to patrol. Russian troops are to patrol from Virginia down to Florida and all the way over to California. From the Washington Canadian border, Irish troops are to patrol. And then from LA all the way down to Panama Canal, Chinese troops are to patrol. And China's already been pouring into the Panama Canal. Her troops are already in Mexico. They have been for some time, and she is in control of the Panama Canal now.
Yeah, so it's very, very obvious that we have foreign troops in our country, and we're going to have more in our country because they won't think twice about shooting on American people to get their firearms.
Yeah, Lenin learned learned something very early on in the Communist Revolution. In 1919-1920, he discovered that even World War I hardened troops, Russian troops, could not be counted upon to fire on their own people. So what he did is that he rotated his troops. He brought in non-Russian, Arabs to patrol the cities of Russian, the Russian speaking, I mean the ethnic Russians,
yes.
And then he sent ethnic Russians to patrol the Arab ethnic portions of Russia, and those troops had no compunction on firing on the civilian population. So these globalists who are planning all of this have learned their lesson from Lenin, and that's what they're going to do.
And there you go. Now. I've got a phone call that the people are having trouble listening again, so here we go again. But we see here methods of artificial weather manipulation help agriculture devastate the economy and control the world economy. Dated March 27th, it says here scientists, weather engineers, and space specialists are working towards something that can change human civilized behavior. It is the methods of artificial weather modification, the process which perfected, or when perfected, can help in agriculture getting rid of droughts, floods, and avoid cyclones and typhoons. Now, there's the point, David. Now, we can understand
yes.
this, that these weather anomalies can be moved away from countries.
Absolutely. There is no reason, given the technology that exists today, the scalar wave technology, there's no reason we should ever experience a hurricane. One Russian scientist even said that Hurricane Andrew could have been turned into a wimpy squall.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for us to be being hit with these hurricanes or with these massive tornadoes, or there's no reason to have flooding anywhere. There's no reason to have drought.
There it is.
All of this, the very fact that we have this, tells you that this technology is being wielded by people who do not have our best interests at heart.
And there is the point of the problem. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis. Would you not agree with me, David?
Absolutely. Scott Stevens says that the Russians control the weather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They control global weather. And they're right now, they are doing the bidding of the United Nations biosphere programs.
There you go. Listen, if you want to get in on this conversation with David Bay, listeners, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. He's been at this a long time. I've visited his website often in the past. And when did you start your endeavor to try and wake up our country?
I started studying in 1984. I started a local ministry in Massachusetts, Rhode Island in 1992, and then I went on the Internet on June 10th, 1996.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Well, your whole purpose is to alert the American population about how we've been deceived?
That is one of the main purposes. You know, being a Christian ministry, our major purpose is to wake people up to see how close we are to the end of the age and accept Christ as Savior. That's our major purpose. But yes, to do that, we have to alert the people. And you see, it's not just the weather in America. It's the weather in China. It's the weather in Japan. It's the weather all over the place. It's the political upheaval in the Middle East. It's a lot of things. You know, there's going to be a World War III, a planned World War III.
And it's going to start in the Middle East.
It's going to start in the Middle East, and by the way, these globalist leaders who are planning this, they call themselves the Illumined Ones, or the Illuminati for short. They have been planning three world wars since 1870.
Uh-huh.
1870, they've been planning three world wars. The first two has taken place exactly as they planned it, and in 1870 they said that the third world war would begin between Israel and her Arab neighbors and expand out to include the whole world, and out of that war would come striding the Christ. Well, in 1870, nobody believed that Israel would ever come back to the land.
Mm-hmm.
But of course the Bible said Israel was going to come back to the land. So it's one of these startling parallels between prophecy and what they've planned. But this weather anomaly and these attacks by weather and this plan to impose martial law in the United States is only part of a global plan that includes many other planks as well. And of course, it's not just America where martial law is planned. There is no room in this coming New World Order dictatorship for any country whose citizens are electing their leaders. Therefore, you are going to. Therefore, you need a global weapon to create chaos in those countries. And there's two major weapons. There's terrorism, global terrorism, and global weather. And you know, America is not. Is not the only one that just had, you know, that is having hurricanes.
Well, let me ask you now. In Africa, they have drought. Isn't there drought inducement that can be created?
Absolutely. The drought is induced. The drought has been induced. You see, there's a relatively new book out called The Pentagon's New Map, and I would encourage people to go out and buy it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com or wherever they want to buy it. It's called The Pentagon's New Map. Put out, published a little over a year, about a year and a half ago. In Pentagon thinking, which started back in the late 70s, there are only two kinds of countries in the world. There are integrating or core states, and there are non-integrating states. Now, what this means is that you know, a core integrating state is a nation whose economies can go fairly quickly into a cashless economy.
Ah.
Where the non-integrating states are years, decades, or centuries away from that.
Oh, yeah, that's very well stated, David Bay. Listeners from cuttingedge.org, we'll take your call. Stay with us.
I travel my country. Oh, the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer.
All right, we're back. From cuttingedge.org, listeners, in part one and part two of this sustainable development series, we have talked about, or much about, silent weapons and a quiet war that the Illuminati launched against the peoples of the world generally and against industrial civilizations specifically.
Right.
These silent weapons include weather control, using extreme weather conditions to force the notion upon citizens that our very way of life is causing irreparable damage to a fragile earth, sets the stage for the exact benevolent slavery and genocide of the Illuminati.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Well, I appreciate what you've done.
You see, the fragile economy idea, or the fragile ecosystem idea, is really the Mother Gaia principle.
Yeah.
These Illuminatis are all pagans. I mean, they worship the creature rather than the creator. And they believe that this earth is a living, breathing goddess named Mother Gaia. And they have long preached that our industrial civilization is placing too much pressure, imbalanced pressure upon Mother Gaia. And if mankind doesn't take the action necessary to reduce the pollutants in the air and the water and the earth, and to reduce our population, and to give up our cars, and give up our way of life, and even give up our backyard barbecues,
yeah,
then Mother Gaia is going to be so imbalanced that she's going to start sending storms to try to correct the balance. And if she sends a storm or two or three and mankind doesn't do anything, then she'll send more harsh storms, you know, stronger storms, more devastating. And if mankind doesn't wake up, she'll send it more devastating. And finally, she can send a global superstorm that'll just wipe out, you know, whole continents. The movie, The Day After Tomorrow.
I was just going to ask you that. Go ahead.
Is a major propaganda tool that teaches this principle exactly.
Yeah.
But the scary thing about The Day After Tomorrow is that with scalar wave technology, exactly that kind of storm can be created.
And there it is. Isn't that the most important thing to get to our sleeping public?
Yes, I would think so. That's
weather
very important.
Let's move to Chris in Alaska. Thank you for waiting, Chris. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. I have a comment in regards to the population control, which I was hearing you talk about.
Go ahead.
I think private property, freedom, and the Constitution go hand in hand with sustainable land for all citizens. And I think that Christians that think they can populate endlessly and place all the consequences in God's hands are very irresponsible. And it's that kind of irresponsible that has brought us to the state of affairs we currently live in.
David, do you comment?
That sounds like a very New Age idea.
Well, I'm not New Age at all. I mean, do you think
the fact of the matter is, this whole thing about you know, a population is so large, so large we can't control it. That's not. I mean, we can't feed it, we can't house it. That is not true at all. I mean,
well, do you think we can populate endlessly and still have private property and constitutional freedom available for everyone?
Absolutely. I mean, there are today more trees in North America than ever before in history.
Yeah,
this country, and even with all of our cities and all of our freeways, you would be amazed at the endless, almost endless miles of forest and farmlands and
Right now we're all crammed into apartments. We're not living on
private
property.
That's by your own choice. You don't have to be. I bought a little 5-acre place here in South Carolina and I've got plenty of elbow room. You can go to small town USA all across this country. You don't have to be in an apartment.
Now, Chris, keep in mind, that's what they want to ultimately do when they build sustainable communities, is cram us into apartments. As a matter of fact, Laura Bush stated, after this hurricane devastated this area down there, she said everyone has the right to an apartment.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're going to ultimately cram you into small, small houses, and they're going to close down this industrial civilization.
I mean,
this industrial civilization.
We don't want to end up like India or China or
India. India is a victim of her own religion. They believe, they don't want to kill insects that carry these terrible diseases because of their belief in karma and reincarnation, and so they might be killing their great uncle.
Look at Bangladesh.
Similarly, they don't want to eat meat because they could be killing their great aunt.
There are places in the world where people are definitely overpopulated.
Well, if that's the case, then there's plenty of room for them to spread out. Most of these problems are politically induced. For example, if there's a country in Africa, if you can point it out to me, that is overpopulated, their neighbors are not, and there's plenty of room in Africa. Also, many of these droughts and famine are created by a civil war. In the Sudan, for example.
I point out Bangladesh. Look at Bangladesh.
I'll stop. Listeners, we are going to get Vitamin Research Products back as a sponsor, and we want you to support Berkey's and their directions. And keep in mind, listeners, you cannot have enough water filters in the coming situation that's being presented by us. Millennium Concepts is your source. Chris in Alaska, where are you attaining your research? What kind of research do you do to come up with your conclusions?
Well, I just get the feeling that the...
Whoa, no feeling. Where are you getting your research? Where are you documenting your direction for your comments?
Well, from my own experience.
No, that doesn't work. Your own experience is in where? In Alaska? Where else have you been in the world?
No, I moved here a dozen years ago, but I lived in all over the lower 48, and no matter where you go, it's just endless population. It's hard to get away from
people. That's way off. There's all sorts of places that you can go, except that the federal government owns the land now in America. They own 75% to 80% of the western United States. Did you know that, Chris?
Well, when I lived in St. Louis, I'd have to drive hours to go to the Ozarks just to get away from cities and towns and the endless urban sprawls. And I feel like
why didn't you move to the Ozarks?
I feel like the New World Order's trying to take responsibility because people don't take care of it themselves.
I don't see where that works. David asked you, why didn't you move to the Ozarks?
Because we're living in an urbanized society.
An urbanized society, you say? What do you expect us to want to go back to? Horse and buggy? No lawnmowers? No automobiles? Do you realize that under Agenda 21, you're not supposed to have an automobile?
Well, I'm looking at it mainly from a mathematical point of view, and there is a limit somewhere. I don't know if we're there yet or not. But
okay, Chris.
That mathematical point of view was first established, what's it called, Malthusian doctrine?
Yes.
That has been disproven many times over in the 20th century, because every time there was a leap in population, there would be more than a corresponding leap in agricultural capability. But the Illuminati wants you to believe in overpopulation. They want you to believe in all this stuff, and it sounds like that they have conditioned you very well.
Well, just mathematically, you know, the Earth can't support a trillion people or whatever the limit is. I don't know what it is, but...
Well, it's not nearly a trillion at this point. And the bottom line is you have to do research into understanding what's been going on in the 20th century. All these wars have been created crises to bring us into a one-world government.
That's right.
I understand. I mean, I am a patriot, and I'm not for any of this.
Okay, now...
Personal responsibility.
You know, in so many places in this world, wherever Western ideas and management principles and techniques have been followed, there has been a dramatic increase in the in the standard of living. China's a good example. China, you know, I was in China just a few years ago on a toy buying trip. I was a toy buyer for a large chain, and the people were well dressed, and yes, there were some people that still lived in huts, but by golly, there were a lot of people that lived in nice houses and dressed nicely. India today is exploding. She's adopted many Western ideas,
including our jobs.
Standard of living is skyrocketing. Pardon?
Including our jobs, they've been outsourcing
to
India.
Our jobs.
Yeah.
Today, the average Indian worker is better educated and will work harder and can speak as good English as most Americans.
Chris,
this old Malthusian idea just doesn't wash, and it hasn't washed.
Well, it's just
for the better part of
the issue that should be addressed somewhere along the line,
well,
and it is rarely addressed.
I don't know whether you're on target or not. Have you studied Agenda 21?
Yes, I was just reading about it the other day because you mentioned it.
Do you think the UN system has the right to tell us what we can and can't do, including where we can and can't go?
No, I just feel that people need to assume personal responsibility and not rely on our leaders to direct us down these lines.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Chris. Thank you. Let's go to Troy in Houston. Welcome to the broadcast, Troy.
Yes, hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I just want to ask you a quick question. You're saying basically you have a ministry, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's basically to compare the events of today as compared to the prophecies of the Bible, right?
Well, not to compare them, but to show that the world is indeed moving in exactly the direction that was prophesied 2,500 years ago.
Just exactly as the Bible states, no, right?
Absolutely. It's a very exciting study once you get into it.
Okay, awesome. Now let me ask you something else. Now, I know some of the listeners on the radio probably don't believe in this, but let me ask you this question. Do you believe in the rapture?
Yes.
Awesome. Good news. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as the Nephilim go, let me ask you this question. Back in Genesis 6, there's a bunch of stories about God casting out angels along with Satan or something like that to the earth, and they have intercourse with the women of the earth, and they have giants, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you believe that the UFOs and all that stuff is related to the Nephilim?
Well, I was sneaked into a house of theosophy seminar back in August of 1991, August 18th, 1991. It was for members only. And if you don't know what the House of Theosophy is, it's a very black magic organization that from the beginning of its inception has, in 1875, has been a forerunner in this plan to move the world into the New World Order. And the director plainly stated that aliens and UFOs are part of the plan to produce the Christ.
Okay.
Because people have to believe, they have to be led to believe that there are aliens living in other parts of the world and we are not alone. They have to be made to believe that or they will not believe the claims of this coming New Age Christ that's going to appear on the world scene.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. But do you personally believe in spacecraft from other planets or aliens?
I think that they are part of the demonic host. I think it's a demonic deception. A very good person to read in there is a secular author by the name of Jacques Vallée. He is a Frenchman. He worked for the United Nations in their, in some scientific endeavors. And he became intrigued by this whole question of UFOs and aliens, and he decided to study them from a scientific point of view. He came, over a period of about 3 years of study, he came to the conclusion that this was a spiritual problem, that this was a spiritual phenomenon, not a secular phenomenon. And at the end of his book, lo and behold, he comes right back to what I would call a biblical worldview on the subject. It's quite an amazing book. He's a secular scientist, and you ought to get his book and read it.
Okay, that sounds good. So basically you're saying that anything related to UFOs or aliens is basically from biblical terms, saying that these are some kind of demonic...
The demonic host can make themselves to appear as an angel of light.
Exactly.
They can make themselves to appear as a dead relative come back to life in a seance. They can make themselves to appear in many different ways.
Okay, perfect. That's all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to know if you believe that or not.
Yeah.
What is your website where I can get your information?
www.cuttingedge.org.
Cuttingedge.org. Okay, great. Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but before I do, I just want to let you know I've been trying to ask God to show me somebody, some kind of ministry out there that would compare what's going on today the prophecies in the Bible to save people's souls.
Well, when I began to study this whole thing, I was really shocked to find out that this whole plan, which began basically in 1776, this whole plan to gradually move the world into a one-world government, economy, and religion, and then stage a spiritual Superman, and that is exactly their plan. That is exactly the plan of the New World Order.
Right. Well,
it fulfills Bible prophecy.
It's just
an amazing study.
You're totally correct. Well, anyway, I guess I'll let you go, but I just want to tell you that I really do believe that you're the answer that I've been asking God for. So
praise the Lord. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good day.
Okay, let's move on to Robert in Washington. Robert, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I liked previously a guy was saying, he was glad that you guys didn't deal with religion. I think that is my position also, because you're just dividing. I think you're mitigating, dividing. It's problematic. I think what we're dealing with is an apparatus, the government apparatus put here to protect religion, and you're actually mitigating your own protection by commingling, and you're mitigating the focus.
Just keep in mind, Robert, everyone's entitled to their belief.
Yeah, you can keep saying that. Of course, it's true. That's freedom of speech. But you can't say that accountability to thought. When people want to suggest accountability to thought, that you result to falling back to you're trying to take my freedom of speech. No, that's double speak. What I'm trying to say is it's about focus, and that I believe I really like the show. I like everything on it, but I believe when these religious people get on here and they use it as a podium for religious positions,
Hold on, Robert. I understand your frustration. Go ahead, David.
If you don't understand the spiritual aspect of this, you will not understand the New World Order. And you will not understand what I can understand the spiritual aspect,
and I can understand the fact that you can't understand the spiritual aspect, and I could get into your face and tell you how you're wrong about your understanding.
Whoa. Hold on, Robert.
What?
Time out. Hold your patience.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah?
Here, hello.
Hello?
Are we still on?
Okay, yeah. I have a microphone problem.
Hello?
Having a mic problem here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Me too.
Yeah, hello?
Testing. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, this whole thing is being driven by the spirit. And, you know,
sure.
I mean, for example, George Bush, are you aware that he's a member of Skull and Bones?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Skull and Bones?
All that is really shock when it comes
down. Are you familiar with Skull and Bones? Have you studied it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's black magic.
Hey, I said black magic, I don't even buy. I don't even get into it because Skull and Bones is enough. It's a bunch of guys in secrecy devising to control.
I'm not trying to control anybody.
No, not you. I said that's what Skull and Bones, secrecy. It's all about secrecy. It's all about accountability. It's all about transparency. When did the government ever get secrets so they can pull this junk off? When did we ever start living with unaccountability, plausible deniability, diplomatic immunity? It's all about an abstract system. It's called the Constitution. And if we can't make people adhere to it, it's broken. It's that simple. It's not about this religious stuff because it was created to protect your religious relationship.
Do you know why we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights?
And that self-responsibility all draws from there.
Do you know why we have a Constitution and Bill of Rights?
Yeah, sovereignty. You understand that?
Because the Freemasons.
Please mitigate that from me, please. Because you become to sound just like them.
We have
just
a Bill of Rights.
Just stop it. Please. Let's just end the call because that's what I don't like. I want to deal with the Constitution that protects
you. Don't like
to hear that kind of control. Pardon me?
You only want to hear your point of view, and you're not interested in hearing mine.
That is all I'm interested in.
Okay.
That concept. I don't want
then
to
I guess we don't have a debate, then, do we? We have a speech.
My sovereignty. My direct sovereignty. You got it? Please?
So we have a speech, not a debate.
Well, go ahead. You can speak now.
Oh, thank you. We have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights because two major groups were tired of the Pope and the kings of Europe and Britain killing themselves because of their religion. And those two religious groups were the Baptists and the Rosicrucians headed by Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. So to keep from being murdered because of our religious beliefs, you have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights.
So what's that about?
That the Constitution
so
limits the power of government.
Pardon me?
The Constitution limits the power of government as to what they can and cannot do to the person, and the Bill of Rights
specifies
exactly what our rights are.
So you agree with sovereignty, the concept? Huh? Do you agree with the Great Reformation? Oh, my God, direct. Thank you very much. I don't know if you or anyone else to mitigate that.
What do you know what the Reformation was? What
I just told you what it was. You can tell me in your words.
All right, hold on.
What?
Okay.
I don't think you even know what the Reformation was.
I think you're trying to ridicule me because you don't want to get in the position that it is my God, thank you very much. It's the left. You're trying to make that more complex because you can manipulate it. You're just doing what they do, making everything complex. Look over here. Look over there. Look over here. It's about accountability. Why do we put up with the fact that there's no accountability to the first crisis 911? There's not been an investigation. Why do we put up with the fact that he's lied about Iraq? We are competing with ourselves because we put up with constant ridiculous mitigation of focus about what we're dealing with here. And we're dealing with a Constitution that protects sovereignty, the individual.
The Constitution has been overridden so many times.
No, it has not.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
It's a Constitution. You can override anything that it's criminal. It's against...
Courts have ruled, my friend. A court ruled last
just
week
like,
that
know,
a person
just
can
like
be,
you say, just
that
like
an American
say,
citizen can be arrested
like
without charges and held for an indefinite period of time in a place that nobody needs to know about. That ruling was made last week.
Listen,
our Constitution is in shreds. And
the Constitution is a concept that can never be moved. It's a meme. It's a continuation of an emancipation that's been going out through history.
Well, you can't
just because you say something's God. Let me just say, is it because you say this is God?
Hold it. Who is this? Robert. Caller.
What?
What is your name?
I told you, Robert.
Okay, listen, Robert, you're out of hand.
No, you're not
control.
Trying to mitigate
anything. Robert, you're out of control, young man.
It's a religious station or
what? Shut him off. Shut him off. Should have cut him off minutes ago. Listeners.
Chris, I can't hear you at all. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I
can hear you. I have a microphone problem. This young man, Robert, should have been cut off a long time ago, and I'm sorry I didn't cut him off.
Yeah, I can't hear Chris at all. Okay.
David, I want to apologize for that caller. He's an emotional wreck. That's all he is. And I have a microphone problem, and I couldn't get back to you. And he should have been cut off a long time ago because it wasn't making any sense.
Well, yeah, and he wasn't listening to any reason.
Let's go to Bill in St. Louis, last caller of the day. Welcome, Bill.
One there. Listen, I got a few different points here. I don't know where to start. I guess I'll just start right here. As far as them wanting to herd everybody into cities and all, and you asked the question, why didn't that one caller move to the country? Employment.
Right, good point, good point.
Employment.
Good point.
Let me see what else I jotted down here.
Generally, though, the you know, unless you're talking about an especially depressed area, there is employment in the area that employs those people that are living there. Most of my relatives live in very small town USA and move around in that small town. And if you want to live in a particular area, you can generally find a job that will support you in that area.
Well.
There are some exceptions
where
it's really depressed,
no,
of course, but
maybe,
by and
yeah.
large.
As far as this religion, this argument that you had here about the religion and everything, I've known, Hindus. I've known Native American Indians. I've known Muslims. And, hey, they're the greatest people in the world. They're the most beautiful people in the world. They treat, you know, I have no qualms about other religions. When you start saying that my religion is the true religion, then that's where you're going to start running into problems.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't say that, but I'm just saying.
And I wasn't, I wasn't demeaning these people. I'm just telling you, you know, if you study it from a sociological point of view, until they adopted more Western ideas, and they were mired down as a nation, and they were poor and desperately poor, and they did, you know,
what I'm saying is that religion is one of the ways that they divide us.
It's the opiate of the masses,
you know, and one of the ways that they control the masses, right?
You know,
I believe that we are all related, and what I mean is that human beings, no matter where they are, no matter what country they are, no matter what religion they are, we are all related. We're all human beings. you know.
Yeah.
And that in this country we have religious freedom. And that means if you're a Muslim, you're free to be a Muslim. If you're a Native American, you're free to
be. I don't think David's denying that.
Right, right.
I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that.
You know.
Here it is.
We're running out of time. Thanks, Bill. Here it is. We spent all this time arguing about religion, and yet we're not getting to the root of the problem of takeover. Right?
Well, yes. But, you know.
You know, 40 minutes has been going by about religious belief, and here we are. We're out of time. David, we're going to do this again very soon. Very, very soon.
Okay.
And I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. CuttingEdge.org is the website, listeners. I apologize for the technical problem here. Hopefully we'll get this thing fixed. Stay tuned for John. I'm sure he has lots to say. Thank you.